The Interactive Technical Manual for Approved Federation Visitors and Starfleet Personnel is now active on this terminal. Please indicate whether you wish to resume from a previously saved tour file or begin again. This suite of rooms has been designated for the use of Lieutenant Worf, the ship's security officer. Bladed weapons such as these are an integral part of the Klingon culture. This is a Klingon Batless sword, literally, Sword of Honor. Sculpture depicts the legendary struggle between Kalus the Unforgettable and his brother Morath. The traditional Klingon mace-like weapon was used for hand-to-hand combat. This is a Glavin, a traditional weapon from the planet Ligon II. Saucer module on deck 1 and constitutes the primary operational control center of the Enterprise. Ops is the standard abbreviation for Operations Management Officer. Ops is responsible for prioritizing demands for ship's resources to ensure their most efficient utilization. The Ops panel presents the Operations Manager with a continually updated list of major shipboard activities, enabling the on-duty officer to track those instances requiring attention. Flight operations include power generation, propulsion, environmental support, and all other functions related to the spaceworthiness of the Enterprise. Mission types conducted by the USS Enterprise include deep space exploration, scientific investigation, contact of alien species, Federation policy and diplomacy, tactical and defense, and emergency rescue operations. Galaxy class Starship flight and mission operations are carried out in one of six operating modes: cruise mode, red alert, yellow alert, external support mode, separated flight mode, and reduced power mode. Cruise mode is the normal operating condition of the USS Enterprise. Yellow alert protocols are invoked during possible crisis situations and indicate a ship-wide state of increased preparedness. Red alert protocols are invoked during actual or imminent emergencies in which the starship or its crew are endangered. External support mode protocols are typically invoked when the Enterprise is docked at a starbase or other support facility. External support mode implies conditions of reduced system operations. Separated flight mode protocols are invoked when the saucer module has separated from the star drive section. Reduced power mode protocols are invoked when power availability or usage is reduced to less than 26% of normal cruise mode requirements. Tactical refers to those starship systems concerned with threat force response and starship internal security. Phaser is the generic term for the directed energy device for vehicles. The term comes from the energy-producing process used to power both the ship's defensive weaponry and smaller handheld devices. Phaser bank emplacements are arranged in 12 arrays located on the dorsal and ventral surfaces. Two additional arrays provide lateral coverage. Phaser activation begins upon command authorization. Energetic plasma is directed into the pre-fire chamber, and the resulting energy packet is discharged through an emitter chamber. Phaser operational tactics are determined by an extensive set of practical and theoretical scenarios stored within the computer. Typical phaser-related maneuvers deal with sublight starship velocities due to the dissipation of phaser energy in the vicinity of moving warp fields. Tactical refers to those starship systems concerned with threat force response and starship internal security. Photon torpedoes are Starfleet's primary warp-capable defensive weapons system. Standard photon torpedo configuration includes deuterium and antideuterium holding tanks, central combiner tank, magnetic suspension components, target acquisition, guidance, and detonation assemblies, and warp sustainer engine. Photon torpedoes are directed against threat force targets at distances from 15 to nearly 3,500,000 kilometers. Targeting is directed by the tactical officer following command authorization. The computer maintains regularly updated files of actual and simulated threat tracking algorithms, including adaptive algorithms for new threat targets. The battle bridge is command and control center for tactical operations during separated flight mode. Enhanced tactical analysis and weapons control stations are provided. Periodic replacement of the battle bridge module will take place during the Enterprise's operational cycle to maintain adequate defensive capabilities. Two such modules have been installed since the Enterprise's initial construction. Battle bridge stations common to both existing modules include Captain, Flight Controller, Operations Manager, and Tactical Officer. Other dedicated battle bridge stations are configured and occupied according to scenario requirements. Deflector shields are the Enterprise's primary defensive mechanism, protecting ship and crew from natural and artificial hazards. An array of graviton polarity source generators power the deflector system. Deflectors operate at 5% of rated output in cruise mode. During alert situations, shields are raised to defensive configuration by increasing generator power to at least 85% of rated output. Tactical refers to those starship systems concerned with threat force response and starship internal security. Total destruction of the USS Enterprise or either of its separated components can be initiated by special command authorization procedures. Initiation of the auto-destruct sequence can only be ordered by authorized command personnel. Input will be accepted from officers ranking from captain to operations manager. Under the preferred auto-destruct scenario, matter from the primary deuterium tanks and antimatter from the storage pods on Deck 42 are expelled simultaneously. The secondary destruct scenario includes detonation of ordnance placed at key locations throughout the starship. This scenario is invoked for the saucer module during separated flight mode. Tactical refers to those starship systems concerned with threat force response and starship internal security. Starfleet tactical policies mandate the use of all available resources to anticipate and defuse potential conflict before the need for force arises. The on-duty tactical officer is charged with the monitoring of internal security systems and also bears primary responsibility for starship defense functions. The main bridge is located at the top of the saucer module on Deck 1 and constitutes the primary operational control center of the Enterprise. Primary mission objectives for the USS Enterprise include scientific experimentation and research. Priority is assigned to the fulfillment of these objectives in determining utilization of ship's resources. Instrumented probe spacecraft are used to obtain data that are not available via the ship's sensors. The Class 1 sensor probe carries a full palette of EM subspace and interstellar chemistry sensors and is generally utilized for in-space applications. Class 2 sensor probe carries a full palette of EM subspace and interstellar chemistry sensors, as well as enhanced long-range and imaging systems, utilized for in-space applications. The Class 3 planetary probe carries a full palette of terrestrial and gas giant sensors with material sample and return capability. It is intended for limited planetary exploration. Stellar Encounter Probe carries triply redundant stellar field and particle detectors. It is also deployable for exploration of non-stellar energy phenomena. The Class 5 Medium Range Reconnaissance Probe employs numerous passive data gathering and recording systems and can be modified for critical tactical applications. Class 6 Comm Relay Emergency Beacon contains a standard sensor palette, as well as an extended deuterium supply to power the onboard subspace transceiver. Class Sun Remote Culture Study Probe combines a passive data gathering system with a subspace transceiver intended for observation of civilizations up to technology level 3. The Class 8 Medium Range Multi-Mission Warp Probe contains a standard sensor palette plus mission-specific modules. Applications range from galactic particle research to early warning reconnaissance missions. The Class 9 Long-Range Multi-Mission Warp Probe contains a standard sensor palette plus mission-specific modules. It is typically used to transport an emergency log message capsule on homing trajectory to nearest Starfleet position. Primary mission objectives for the USS Enterprise include scientific experimentation and research. Priority is assigned to the fulfillment of these objectives in determining utilization of ship's resources. There are three primary sensor systems aboard the Enterprise: the long-range array, the lateral array, and the navigational sensors. The long-range sensor array is located in the engineering hull directly behind the main deflector dish. This array contains a cluster of high-power active and passive subspace frequency sensors. Each lateral sensor array consists of a continuous rack in which a series of modular sensor instrument pallets are mounted. Starfleet sensor pallets are designed for easy replacement and customization of instrumentation. Two-thirds of all pallet positions are occupied by standard science sensor packages. Navigational sensors constantly process incoming sensor data to acquire usable position and velocity information. These sensors and dedicated analytical circuitry intentionally mimic biological solutions to the problem of navigation. There are three primary mission objectives for the U.S. The ship's science department is assigned priority links to CON, OPS, and Tactical, enabling secondary research missions such as stellar mapping, planetary surveys, and life form studies to proceed simultaneously with the ship's primary mission. Science stations 1 and 2 are configured for independent operation, but can be linked together for cooperative processing. The main bridge is located at the top of the saucer module on Deck 1. Mission Ops is standard abbreviation for Mission Operations Manager. Mission Ops is specifically responsible for monitoring activity relating to secondary missions. Communications. Intraship communications aboard the Enterprise include voice and data transmissions. Both are handled by the shipboard computer and dedicated peripheral hardware nodes. Communications external to the spacecraft are routed from the main computers to radio frequency and subspace radio system nodes. Ship-to-ship and ship-to-starbase transmissions typically utilize subspace radio systems. These communications can span distances of tens of light years. Starfleet subspace communication network includes untended relay booster beacons and crew-tended communications bases spaced at intervals of 20 light years. An increasing degree of intragalactic communication is theorized as responsible for the gradual acceleration in overall galactic development. The Universal Translator is an extremely sophisticated computer program designed to detect patterns in an unknown form of communication and derive a translation matrix to permit real-time verbal or data exchanges. Mission Ops is standard abbreviation for Mission Operations Manager. Responsibilities relating to shipboard communications are assigned by Ops, in conjunction with Mission Ops and Tactical. The main bridge is located at the top of the saucer module on Deck 1 and constitutes the primary operational control center of the Enterprise. The Environmental Systems Bridge Duty Station permits monitoring and control of life support systems. Atmospheric systems monitor and deliver temperature and humidity-controlled environmental gases throughout the starship. Artificial gravity aboard the Enterprise is provided by a network of small gravity generators. This network is divided into four regions, two within the saucer module and two within the battle section. Major life support equipment facilities are located in the primary hull on decks 6, 9, and 13, and in the engineering hull on decks 11, 21, 24, and 34. The primary life support systems are comprised of two parallel systems, each serving as a backup to the other. Emergency environment systems aboard the Enterprise consist of an emergency backup system designed to provide shipwide lighting and atmospheric supply for approximately 30 minutes and 52 emergency support shelters. The waste management systems aboard the Enterprise make optimal reuse of waste products, utilizing technology to approximate complex ecologic processes. The main bridge is located at the top of the saucer module on Deck 1. The engineering systems monitor summarizes primary status displays from main engineering, enabling the chief engineer to maintain supervision over those systems while on the bridge. Priority access by the chief engineer or senior staff from the engineering station provides full control of virtually all engineering systems. Engineering displays are also accessible from Ops and Con bridge duty stations. Pre-programmed diagnostic software and procedures exist for all key operating systems. These diagnostic protocols are generally classified into one of five levels, Level 1 being the most comprehensive and time-consuming. Top of the saucer module on Deck 1. Guidance and navigation functions control spacecraft motions and determinations of specific locations in 3 and 4 dimensions. Accurate spacecraft guidance requires precise attitude and translational control. Numerous systems are involved, including the inertial baseline input system, the ship's structural integrity field, inertial damping systems, and reaction control system. Major external sensors employed in calculating location include stellar graviton detectors, stellar pair coordinate imagers, pulsar quasar counters, far infrared scanners, and Federation time-based beacon receivers. Interstellar navigation requires precise coordination of computers, sensors, deflectors, and crew. Calculations are significantly complicated by warp speed operations. A mapping and galactic heading system has been established within the Milky Way galaxy to provide a common navigational frame of reference, aiding exploration, trade, and diplomacy. Low-mass particles, such as interstellar gas and dust grains, are translated away from the ship's flight path by the main navigational deflector. The main bridge is located at the top of the saucer module on Deck 1 and constitutes the primary operational control center of the Enterprise. Control and display panels aboard the USS Enterprise are software-defined surfaces, continually updated and reconfigured for maximum operator efficiency. Operational authority for the Enterprise rests with the commanding officer, who is responsible for execution of Starfleet orders and policy, as well as for interpretation and compliance with Federation law and directives. Decorative bronze plate commemorating the commissioning of the Enterprise D in 2363. The Enterprise is provided by a molecular replication system that can instantly recreate any of thousands of food selections. The dedicated emergency turbo lift leading from the main bridge to the battle bridge is located to the starboard side of the Khan station. Or any other visual, informational, or communications output device. Status displays and simplified con and ops controls. The captain can use these controls to override the basic operation of the spacecraft. Equipment bays housing critical bridge computer components are located throughout the main bridge area and are normally sealed to crew personnel. Typically located to the captain's left, the ship's counselor's chair includes a large information display console, permitting acquisition and manipulation of data while on duty. A large information display console, permitting acquisition and manipulation of data in the performance of that officer's duties.